You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and eternalaffairsmedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the Red City, Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar on this July 3rd, 2022, the day before America's birthday. So we say happy birthday, America. Have a wonderful 4th of July. I'm just going to throw that out there now. Of course, I hope you all will celebrate our beautiful nation and just keep it in beautiful prayer, because we need it more than ever before. And of course, we love our nation and we are proud patriots and we want to show that. So I always start with prayer. Father God, bless America on her 246th birthday. And bless and anoint with your Holy Spirit our lawfully elected President Donald J. Trump, and return him to power soon, please, Lord. And just give him all the power, give him all the glory, and give everybody who is telling the truth glory. And we want truth to prevail, and we want to just be blessed in this nation. And we see that it is coming to light so much, and we just want to continue honoring you, O Lord. Thank you. Amen. So yeah, just as I always say, keep God first and the rest will follow. And, you know, so much has been happening lately. Last week, of course, I mentioned, of course, the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And naturally, people have gone berserk on the left. And, you know, the interesting thing is they think that it's been taken away from them completely. But the truth is, it's just given power to the states. That's all it is. So I don't know why they're still hung up on this, but they think that, you know, they have no control at all over what happens. Well, actually, you do. If you're a state, you know, you can vote in your states and you can just give the power to the states. So, you know, that's really up to you. But voting is very important, as we know. And naturally, this midterm election in November is going to be very important. And a lot of people are predicting a red wave and even a red tsunami, as what they've been touting. We will see. Midterms are looking very good right now for the conservatives, but we still need to really pray for America and pray for the prayer, for the election integrity. Because if they cheat like they did the 2020 election, then unfortunately it's not going to work out in our favor. So we need to continue to pray that people on the left will not cheat, and naturally election integrity comes back. Right now, Truth from Donald Trump, our rightful president, he writes, well, 5 hours ago, he wrote, 12 wins and zero losses this week. Mary Miller won against all odds. And that was from the Trump rally last week in Illinois. And she was running. And of course, he endorsed her. She won 33-0 in Texas. Amen. This is Trump endorsed candidates. 132-7 this cycle. So 132 Trump endorsed candidates won, only 7 losses. There has never been anything like our endorsement. And the fake news New York Times writes that I may announce an early presidential run because I haven't done well with my endorsements. Actually doing better than ever, breaking all records. We are dealing with very sick, bad people in the fake news media. So this is what he wrote. This was actually not 5 hours ago. I apologize. That was actually last night that he wrote that. And I always check his truth. So I love that. I love being on Truth Social. If you want to follow me, I'm at GlamGal91. But he is at the, you have to go Real Donald Trump. Real Donald Trump. And you have to do that little at symbol to find him. Of course, naturally, he's the most important person to follow on Truth Social, in my opinion. So I always go to his truths first. And that's what he wrote. And then also a day ago, he wrote, back in September 2020, it was the honor of a lifetime to spend a day with the last surviving World War II Medal of Honor recipient, a true American hero, Herschel Woody Williams. May he rest in peace. Hashtag the greatest generation. And he has beautiful photographs of him with this fabulous American hero, Herschel Woody Williams. What a wonderful World War II survivor and Medal of Honor recipient. So We thank him and everybody else for their service. And of course, he has passed away naturally, as he said, may he rest in peace. But a beautiful, beautiful tribute. And just seeing that President Trump continues to honor our veterans and our soldiers and our military is such a beautiful thing. And that's something that is very important to him as president, and it should be to all Americans. But unfortunately, it is not looking good for the military right now under the fraud in office, O'Biden. The sad thing is they're more concerned with pronouns than they are with what the real reason to be in the military is about. So fighting for our freedoms as Americans, that's what it's about. And yet they're putting out videos about pronouns. Yeah, this is what the administration is doing for the military. And they're more concerned about what pronouns they're using. I'm sorry, that is ludicrous. It's insane. And it's nowhere near what we need to be doing. And we look foolish and we look weak, unfortunately, to other countries. So that's what it's really doing. So it's an embarrassment. And that's what this agenda is about. So it's about pronouns and it's about the trans community, and more so than anything else, it seems. This is what they're doing. So it's just a real sad state of affairs. But we need to keep continuing to pray and just pray that everything works out. Oh my goodness. And so many things have overturned, not just the Roe versus Wade, but since then, the religious freedom, the Coach Kennedy was his name, Coach Kennedy, who prayed at the end of the field, football coach, that was ruled in his favor that he can pray openly on the football field in the schools. That's a wonderful thing. Also, prayer back in schools was in the Supreme Court. That was also in the last week and a half. I mean, so many good things have turned in the favor of the Judeo-Christian values that we were founded on, this America that we are founded on. So things are turning around, but we continue to need to just pray that it continues on this good, you know, this form of Christianity and Judeo-Christian values. It's and anything, religious freedoms in general. So not just Christianity, any religion, religious freedom. So that's what we need more of. It's a wonderful thing. Things are overturning. Things are going better. So they're just going to continue to get better. If we just keep the faith, don't live in fear, live in faith, and let's continue with this. Also, something speaking of that, patriotacademy.com. I always say I like to give out information, and I like to be somebody who gives a lot of websites and just information to those who are seeking to see what is in society. And I will say this website, patriotacademy.com, Rick Green is in charge. He's the Constitution coach. Oh, you could go and see more of him. He's the founding member of this, CEO of patriotacademy.com. But he has a website, constitutioncoach.com. And he says that what his company is about is, it's a biblical worldview to bring our nation back to righteousness. And I just love that quote. So that is great. He said that on Flashpoint about a week ago, and to bring that to light, because it's really important to just know where the biblical perspective is. And if you want to be right with God and keep him first in your life, and also a proud patriot of this nation, then the two come together, and the Constitution is really founded on that as well. And our founding fathers have put that in perspective as well. And so we need to keep that intact. And so that is how you can find out more information on that. And also the other one is wallbuilders.com for more on the Constitution and constitutional education services and the biblical perspective. That's another one, wallbuilders.com. That's wonderful. And of course, faithwinds.us. And I talked about that last week, but I wanted to just bring that to light again, faithwinds.us. So these are all really good websites, good information to keep the biblical perspective in political arenas and bringing politics and religion together. and the godliness of this nation. So I think that's wonderful. And we are one nation under God. Don't ever forget that. So thank you, Lord, for that. And we just want to give him praise and just pray. And happy birthday, America. Also, Ben Carson's new book, before I forget, Created Equal. I want to just tout him because he's fabulous. I love Ben Carson. So wonderful. Dr. Ben Carson. So he has a book out, Created Equal. I love it. Talking about how it is being a minority and a conservative minority in this world right now, in the society that we're living in right now. They're really getting so many people saying horrible things. The leftists, I should say. The leftist lunatics are calling the minorities who are conservative like him horrible words. I mean, they're calling him an Uncle Tom, and you're hearing this with so many people. And it's just really ridiculous. And they did that to Larry Elders when he was running for against Newsom, of course, in California for the recall. And I voted for Larry, of course. I wanted him to win. I wanted that recall to happen so badly when I was in Texas. Oh, goodness. And that was one of the instrumental reasons why I decided to move, because I saw that this was happening to my own home state, California. And I just... I really believe that they cheated to win there too. I really believed we had a red wave there, but unfortunately the Democrats cheated. So just like they did for the 2020 election. So we had that chance to get Newsom out. And of course in September, I had an epiphany at that point, and I said, oh my gosh, I never thought I would ever think about leaving my beautiful state, but it was time. Things happened, and you know, other things happened too, but you know, naturally, you just have to make the right decision for yourself. But I did come to the land of the free now, the red state of Texas. So, you know, it's just interesting because I do believe Larry Elders should have been his replacement. And they called him an Uncle Tom. They called Larry Elders a white supremacist. He's a black man. I mean, this is how insane the leftist lunatics are. Do they not even realize how silly they look when they do this? You know, and they did that to Bo Sneardley too. You know, he was the producer of Rush Limbaugh. May he rest in peace. We love Rush. He was called a white supremacist and all that. Do they not realize he was radio, so people couldn't see him for the longest time? And then they realized, wait a minute, they're calling Bo that? Bo is black. Once again, same thing. So that came into fruition. So the leftist lunatics, they just name call. That's what they do. They just name call. And Terrence K. Williams, I love him. They call him an Uncle Tom. And they want to know, why do you have so many white followers? And it's just ridiculous. And I love him. I just think he's fabulous. And he tells the truth. And he's just a sweet guy. And, you know, I read his book, From the Foster Care to the White House, and he met President Trump. He was so excited. And by the way, he makes pancakes. So if you're interested in getting support for him, you know, go to Cousin T's Pancakes. You can learn more about him. But if you don't already know, but you can support his business, and he's great. And he was fed up with cancel culture when they took Aunt Jemima away and the other wonderful businesses that had Uncle Ben's Rice when they took away the African-American faces on these packages. So he said, you know what? I'm going to put my face on a package, and I'm going to keep it there. And I'm not going to have cancel culture take that away. So we need to support businesses like that, and Made in the USA to boot. And speaking of which, one of my favorites, Mike Lindell, happy birthday to him, by the way. His birthday was a couple days ago. Mike Lindell, true American patriot, love him. Made in the USA products, fabulous. And Eternal Affairs Media, they do support Mike Lindell, and we partner with him. And we just love him for his transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. And he just keeps bringing more information to the forefront, and he keeps fighting for the truth. And we partner with him, and we want you to know you can use promo code ETERNAL, all capital letters, ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com, and you'll receive the best, latest deals. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. You could also call 1-800-795-5993 for his fabulous products. And I do want to say thank you again for joining us here. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. And just You know, so many things to talk about, but I could talk all day, but there's so many things. But I just want to keep it kind of short because it is a holiday weekend and they do have things, you know, going on. But I do want to also let you know that Glenn Beck has another book also. It's called The Great Reset. So these are just American patriots. These are guys who are conservative. They talk the truth. They want to get the truth out. So I always just respect people like that. And I want to get their information out. So Glenn Beck's book, The Great Reset, that's another one. If you're interested in getting books or reading more information on that, you could go there and check that out. And that's where books are sold anywhere. So Glenn Beck is always great to listen to. Speaking of radio and just, you know, great things. So we do have a lot of people in our court. We do have a lot of conservatives out there that are getting the word out, and we want to continue to do so. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the last week, Jay, let's talk about truth. So that J6 committee, so you know what, I'm going to go to Trump's truths. I'm just going to read some truths because the J6 sham committee that they're still perpetuating and they're still keeping out, it's ludicrous. And that girl that was the Cassie Hutchinson's, I believe is her name. Yeah. I'm going to read some truths from our President Trump about that. Okay. So he says, he just wrote this 6 hours ago. How did the great state of Arkansas ever have a total rhino stiff like Asa Hutchinson as their governor? Any relationship to Lion Cassidy Hutchinson? Another real loser. He's so funny because he says it like it is. That's what I love about him, though. Because a lot of people, of course, naturally, they're offended. Yeah, whatever. Mean tweets. Whatever. Get over it. Would you rather have mean tweets or high gas prices, inflation up the yin-yang, and all the other crazy stuff going on right now? No. I'd rather have mean tweets. So let's be real. And truthfully, they're not mean. They're just truth. So here are some more truths. Of course, what he's referring to is Cassidy Hutchinson. She was the one that the J6 committee was trying to tout as their wonderful truth teller and the one that was going to hook, line, and sink our wonderful president and basically tried to make it sound like that was the end-all be-all of January 6th, and everything she said was going to be hook, line, and sinker. Oh yeah, we're going to get him. And it's a gotcha moment. No, turns out completely false. She was fake. Everything. I mean, she probably got paid a lot of money. Now, I don't know this for a fact, so I'm just putting it out there. I say she probably got paid a lot of money. I didn't say she definitely did. Okay, we need to always fact check, and we want to tell the truth. But the fact of the matter is she looked like she was lying. She sounded like she was lying. You could tell she was lying. She said that he grabbed the steering wheel. Hello. He's not even in the front. There's no way he could have. Don Bongino himself, Dan Bongino, he, of course, was a Secret Service agent. He understands how that works. Sebastian Gorka also worked for Trump. He knows how that works. He said, absolutely not. I could prove that she was a liar. So they proved it. There's no question she was a liar. So anyway, this is what 7 hours ago Donald Trump wrote. So Cassidy Hutchinson was all set and ready to go to Florida with the Trump team long after January 6th. She knew I did nothing wrong. She was a big Trump fan, but my people didn't want her. What happened? Why did she get so dramatically changed? Well, all lies. I guess even she didn't believe her own bull. You gotta laugh. I mean, it's so funny. It really is. How embarrassing for her. Seriously, to be on the public stage like that and then everybody knows that she's lying. He wrote 22 hours ago. So the lowlifes rigged and stole a presidential election and I'm the one who is on trial. We are truly a nation in decline. Okay. And this is why I say we need to pray for our nation, even though a lot of things have gone our way in the last week and a half with the overturning of so many different constitutional rights for the Supreme Court. We still need to keep praying and we just need to make sure that the election integrity is intact. That's the number one thing. All right. And then I told you about the, you know what I should do? I told you about the wonderful truth that he told, that beautiful thing about the American hero, Herschel Woody Williams. May he rest in peace. Love that. He posted John Voight's video, very short, but I want you to hear this. I'm going to play it real quick. It's wonderful and it's truth. And he's basically, John Voight's calling for Biden to be impeached. Love this. Listen to this. Okay.
We have a troubled nation with much harm. horror from these criminals that are ruining lives. We must stop this now. We must bring back our nation's safety. Our police force must act on righteousness and guard our neighborhoods, our businesses, our children, our elderly, our veterans, and our handicapped. We must protect this nation and bring back safety. We're all feeling very unsafe. We're all angry. And let's remember why. It starts with the seat of the President of the United States. He has wronged this nation's glory. He has taken down our morals, our true gift of the land of the free. He must be impeached. We cannot wait another second having him dictate our path. Let us work together, get him out, and make this country what she stands for, greatness, the land of opportunity, the land of the greatest soil our forefathers fought for. Don't let this President Biden tear down every inch that was sacrificed with blood, sweat, and tears for his dictation of lies. I urge all to see truths. I urge all to make a difference for our children's future, our future, because my fellow Americans, this land is being broken down. But we as a nation of God's truths shall build her up once again and bring her to her feet with glory. God bless America. Much love to you.
Okay. I mean, how fantastic is that? It's always so nice to see and hear from some fellow patriots who are actors. I mean, Hollyweird, as I call it. They have a few in Hollywood. That's right. He would be Hollywood because he's one of the good guys. So I always love it when you hear some of them come out against their own and to be truthful and to be patriotic and to be God-loving people and truth tellers. So John Voight, hats off to you. Fabulous. Love, love, love that. So I agree. Yeah, absolutely. I've been saying it a long time. Impeachment. Yeah. I mean, first of all, he's in there fraudulently. The entire administration needs to be impeached, truly. So I am hoping. I am certainly hoping. And we can just keep praying on that. But maybe John Voight has something that can get started and we will see. But I do, I'm loving that I was able to see that and share that with you. So let's keep praying on that one too. All right, everybody. So again, and he said at the end, happy birthday or God bless America. And I'm going to say happy birthday, America. And I hope you have a wonderful, safe holiday and enjoy the 4th of July fireworks and whatever else you're celebrating, barbecue, whatever it might be. Enjoy your family and friends and just say happy birthday, America, and have a wonderful one and continue to be safe. Thank you for joining me here. And God bless. Amen.